Nolte, poll shows slight majority support states banning Trump from ballot. By John Nolte on January 12, 2024. While voters are divided on the issue of how the U.S. Supreme Court should handle fascist Democrats banning former President Trump from state ballots, a slight majority would like SCOTUS to ban Trump or allow the state bans to stand. The national poll finds a close division on state-level rulings barring Trump from the ballot in Colorado and Maine. 49-46% support oppose, reports far-left ABC News. On next steps, 56% are willing to see him disqualified in all or some states, including 30% who say the high court should bar him in all states and 26% who say it should let each state decide. If you say you want the states to decide, you are a fascist comfortable with disenfranchising voters when their candidate has been found guilty of nothing. What's more, standing by to allow the states to decide on a basic, fundamental issue of voting and civil rights is not a legitimate states' rights issue. Individual states cannot violate the U.S. Constitution. That's what the Supreme Court is for. 39% back a third option, saying the court should keep Trump on the ballot in all states. Only 39%. Man alive. It gets worse. There is also substantial support for the leveling of criminal charges against Trump, 56-39%, per the poll. That contrasts with views on the impeachment inquiry of Joe Biden initiated last month by House Republicans, a step supported by 44% and opposed by 51%. Trump's base, however, cannot be fooled. Among those who view the former president favorably, just 10% say a conviction would lower their opinion of Trump, while 12% say it would raise it. Count me among the 12%. A phony, trumped-up, kangaroo conviction, which is all it would be. Coming at the hands of corrupt left-wing prosecutors crapping all over the Constitution to put the top opposition leader in prison, would result in 21% of all adults lowering their opinion of Trump. This includes 15% of Republican cucks who vote for people like Nikki Haley, 23% of independents, and 28% of Democrats. 41% of Americans strongly support criminal charges against Trump, while many fewer, 24%, strongly oppose them. But on the flip side, 26% strongly support impeaching Hunter's dad, while a higher number, 32%, strongly oppose it. On February 8, SCOTUS is scheduled to hear arguments about the ballot removal. Maine's fascist Secretary of State and Colorado's Supreme Court falsely claimed Trump is guilty of insurrection and therefore disqualified under the 14th Amendment. Assuming this poll of 2,228 adults, 25% Democrat, 25% Republican, 41% Independent, is anything close to accurate, a poll of adults doesn't tell us much about how these issues will affect the 2024 election. Right now, Trump is polling better than he ever has, including when he won the Oval Office in 2016. So, I guess what I'm saying is that this poll is this and no one should pay attention to it. But thanks for reading. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrek, Emmy-winning screenwriter Body Double, A Stranger Among Us. After your purchase, email jmnalt@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle, Audible, and hardcover.